Now to a region of Africa already beset with ethnic strife and where there are reports now of more of it. Human Rights Watch says that in Ethiopia, the army is brutalizing a remote region of the country, including murder, rape, and torture. The victims are members of the Anuak population in Ethiopia's western Gambela region. Ethiopia's information minister has called these claims of attacks a blatant lie, insisting that the violence is between ethnic groups and that the Ethiopian government and military are neutral. Chris Albanlaki is the author of this Human Rights Watch report. He's a researcher for the group. He joins us by phone from Nairobi, Kenya. Chris, who are the Anuaks and what is going on here?
Anuak are a very small group that is indigenous to that region of Ethiopia. And for just over the past year, they've been targeted by the Ethiopian military for a range of abuses. It all kind of started with a massacre that broke out in the regional capital in December of 2003, in which the Ethiopian military joined mobs to massacre over 400 people. Since then, throughout 2004, the military has launched a series of attacks on Anuak communities that has resulted in well over 100 deaths, rape, torture, and even in some instances, entire villages have been burned to the ground.
Now, the details in your report suggest that the Anuak are native to this area, and other ethnic groups have kind of migrated in, and there's been trouble between them. Indeed, the Anuak are accused of abuses of their own.
That's right. The changing demographics of the region have led to a lot of inter-ethnic tensions. And there have been a number of attacks against civilians of other ethnic groups that have, it seems, have been carried out by small groups of Anuak bandits in the countryside.
Well, what does Human Rights Watch suggest should happen now, and what is the Ethiopian government saying? It sounds as though they're just denying the whole thing.
Well, you know, the response we're getting from the Ethiopian government is certainly not what we'd hoped for. They've dismissed the entire report as based on lies, but in fact, we spent close to 2 weeks in the region, and we interviewed almost 100 people, all of whom were eyewitnesses and victims to these abuses. We're insisting that the Ethiopian government live up to its obligation to launch a real comprehensive investigation into all of these abuses and to hold the people responsible accountable, including military personnel and government officials, and that it also provide compensation to the victims and bring the situation under control as quickly as possible.
Given what's going on in the Darfur region and all the attention that's diverted there and the scale of that problem, I wonder how you're going to get attention devoted to this.
There is a fairly strong community of people who do care about this issue, and we're hoping that the countries that provide an enormous amount of aid to Ethiopia, especially the United States, which has an incredible amount of leverage should it choose to use it, will step up to the plate and really put some real pressure on the government to implement the recommendations in our report.
Chris Albanlaki is the author of the Human Rights Watch report titled Targeting the Anuak, speaking with us from Nairobi, Kenya. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.